river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. Is the words of heaven. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow.
Press for 2 more minutes.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. Sabete qua, tata kota, takwa tata tata bao, tata 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 tata. Overflow.
Don't stop until you overflow.
River, river, overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow. River, river, overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow.
Oh my God, sister, press.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in my soul. River, river overflow.
Jesus,
kataba, 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 kataba,
river, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow.
It's coming. 1 more minute.
River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life in our soul. River, river overflow.
Ah. Oh my God.
Upon the wall with the fire of God. There is a fire inside me that order this devil to come the world.
If I press and press, press, I will burn the wall. I know there is a fire inside me that is able to burn the wall. The fire must come out. I will press till the fire comes, till the glory comes, till the power comes, till the day of God comes. I will press. Oh my God.
My world is waiting, waiting for fire. Mary is waiting, waiting for fire. Anambra is waiting, waiting for fire. East is waiting, waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Africa is waiting, waiting for fire. The world is waiting, waiting for fire. There is a fire inside me that is able to burn the world.
I know if I press and press. William! 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 There is fire! Power! Power! Papa Papa! Papa 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 Papa
Papa. You can find your seat. Give me the sound. Don't reduce. I'm no more standing on earth.
My family is waiting. They're waiting for fire.
Hey! Cannot go back and be telling them the same story again.
Jesus.
My campus is waiting. They're waiting for fire. The territory is waiting. They're waiting for fire.
Panda ball. Pa 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 pa.
Viva river overflow, fountain of life be my soul. Viva river overflow.
Viva river overflow, fountain of life be my soul. Viva river overflow.
Until it overflows, nation won't drink.
The land is thirsty. Nations are thirsty. Campuses are thirsty. Families are thirsty. Whosoever drinketh out of his belly shall flow rivers of water, living water.
And the nations shall drink, and their thirst will be satiated.
I vow to be the vehicle of God in this generation.
Wearing his cargoes will be ferried into realms.
Put your hands on your belly and sing and pray. River, river, overflow. Command it to come out. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow.
Jesus. river, river overflow, fountain of life, Himasho. River, river overflow. River, river overflow, fountain of life, Himasho. River, river overflow.
Pico.
River, river overflow, fountain of life, Himasho. River, river overflow. Jesus. River, river overflow, fountain of life, Himasho. River, river overflow. My world is waiting, I'm waiting for fire. They're waiting for power. My world is waiting, I'm waiting for fire. There is a fire inside me that is able to burn the world. If I press and press.
Harry, there is something in this place, you know. It's not in vain. I'm not empty. I'm carrying Christ inside of me. If I press, the Christ in me will come out.
My word is waiting. I'm waiting for fire. Now he is waiting. He's waiting for fire. My campus is waiting. Waiting for fire. Owerri is waiting. Waiting for fire. Oka is waiting. Waiting for fire. Abba is waiting for fire. Enugu is waiting. Waiting for fire. Lagos is waiting. Waiting for fire. Kaduna is waiting. Waiting for fire. Koronu is waiting. Waiting for fire. Para is waiting, waiting for fire. Delta is waiting, waiting for fire. Calabar is waiting, waiting for fire. Uyo is waiting, waiting for fire. Onitsha is waiting, waiting for fire. Asaba is waiting, waiting for fire. Benin is waiting, waiting for fire. Kogi is waiting, waiting for fire. Ghana is waiting, waiting for fire. Egypt is waiting, waiting for fire. Malawi is waiting, waiting for fire. Brazil is waiting, waiting for fire.
Hey! Pandela Kuatale, Tampa Patakapale. Men are the methods of God. Men are the vehicles of revival. When we appear, then God have appeared. We must manifest. We must carry tangible dimensions of God's importance. I put Christ under pressure. The scripture says, Christ in me is the hope of glory. If I put him under pressure, the Christ in me, something will come out. Come out.
Overflow. mountain of God be my soul. River overflow. River overflow. Living water be my soul. River overflow. River overflow. Fountain of God be my soul. River overflow. My word is waiting, waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting. We are waiting for fire. Nations are crying for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Russia is waiting, waiting for fire. Russia is crying, they are crying for fire. Waiting for fire. My nation is waiting. Waiting for fire. Nations are waiting. Waiting for fire. Russia is waiting. Waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting.
I will not stop.
Waiting for fire.
And we are living.
My generation is wiser than God. God said, tarry, they are leaving. This is not it. Nigeria is waiting for fire. Africa is waiting for fire. They are waiting. Millions and billions for fire, for fire. They are waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting. Ka, 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 ka. Revival fire. Revival fire. Revival fire. Ah! Overflow, 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 overflow. We have touched a little, but we cry for the overflow. We beseech thee, O God. I'm drunk in the spirit now. Your word is waiting. I'm waiting for God. They are waiting. Jesus, don't allow me to end like this. Don't allow me to end like this. Do something to me. Do something to me. Do something. Shift me, O God. What is this? What is this? Shila beta la pakatia, bete mene kota paraha, tamante kapata, ikuta paras. Hurry, our word is waiting, they are waiting for fire, they are waiting, they will continue to wait. Our world is waiting. They are waiting for fire. We must arise. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life, be my soul. River, river.
overflow. Oh, river, river, overflow. Anemona kata sata manta. Rekola kapana mante patina. My word is waiting, waiting for fire. They are waiting, waiting for fire. Newe is waiting for fire. Nigeria is waiting, waiting for fire. Abuja is waiting, waiting for fire. Hey!
Fire that will break yokes, fire that will crash curses, limitations, covenants, powerful demons and princes, they will melt like wax upon the mountains.
Veneboria Satamantaka. River, river, overflow. Fountain of life in my soul. River, river, overflow. Jesus. River, river, overflow.
Stop staying inside. Stop staying inside. Come out, come out. Oh, river, come out. Come out, stop staying inside. The word is, the one inside doesn't benefit a generation until it comes out.
River, river, overflow. Counting up life in my soul. River, river, overflow.
Are you the one that is to come, or should we expect another? We have seen a man on the scene. The man said that prophecy is on my life, but we have tarried long for the functions of the prophecy and it is not coming. We are compelled to ask a question: is this the generation we are expecting? Is this the one we are looking for? Or will another come? We'll pay the price of obedience, of alignment. We'll press and press.
Are you the one?
Are you the one that will rescue your family? Are you the one that will set a different pattern? Are you the one that will be a pathfinder in the spirit? Are you the one that will chart a course so that many will follow after? Are you the one? Never mind the prophecies that has gone ahead. This day, it is no more about the prophecy. It's about the things we do to align to the manifestation of prophecy. Huh? May we not be bound by too many prophetic words. May we die at the foot of the cross, pressing. The functions is what we see. We are no more interested in the letters of the prophecy. Let men look at our life and say we have been with Jesus. Not that Jesus said he will be with us. No, they have seen it now. Functions. I want to be that man. Pray for 1 minute. Even if there is only one man that touched God in this generation, let me be that man. It is personal now.
I don't want to die, oh! Without touching you. If the only thing we did on earth is to touch God, to the point that our generation will bear witness, then we have done all.
Justice, praise!
must happen. If God doesn't touch you, you touch him. What is important is that there must be a touch. If God doesn't touch you, touch him. He said he doesn't want to touch you. You go and touch him. The woman with the issue of blood, if she continued to wait till Jesus touch her, it will take forever. She went and touched Jesus. If Jesus is not touch him, my friend. Stretch your hands in faith and press in the spirit and touch him so that your life will be changed forever. My word is waiting. Hey! Hey! I cannot continue like this, because my word is waiting. They are waiting for fire. They are waiting. They are waiting for fire. Samba, samba, popa, popa, tale. Luke chapter 16, verse 16. We are looking at a topic I consider one of the greatest secrets that God can grant a man. Now, the thing about this topic is that the secret is in the open. Yet men have not really taken cognizance of the fact that what God calls secret is not secret because it is hidden out of sight. Huh? It is God's secret is not secret because it is not known. It is not secret because it is hidden out of sight. It is secret because there are codes that lock and unlock it. It is not secret because you have not heard of it. It is not secret because men have not told you about it. It is not secret because it's not in the open. It is secret because it is veil. The entrance is most times coded. Remember the scripture spoke about the path to Eden after man fell. He said that God left the cherubims and the flaming sword there so that no man enters into that place. That means it is not secret because it is hidden. It is secret because it is guarded, so that not any man can just appear and enter into that place. It is coded and guarded. Meanwhile, you can be looking at it in plain sight, but you will not enter into the functions, not because you have not heard, but because it is coded and guarded. It is because of the guardianship that it is a secret. So when God wants to bring you into function, what he does is to give you the code of the spirit that have the capacity to unlock the guardianship. And when you enter, the same place that refuses men entrance and function will welcome you. And when you appear in that place, they will know you came by the authority of revelation. Because the scripture called revelation keys. After me, keys. Keys that have the capacity to unlock things in the spirit, in the places where there is guidance. The reason why the things, are you with me? The things of the kingdom and the things of God are under lock and key. Even the Bible is under lock and key. Do you know? Just because a man read the Bible from Genesis to Revelation doesn't mean he has entered into the secrets thereby, because it is locked. That is why the only way to unlock the blessings, the realities that is encoded in the scripture, is to appear with keys. And the keys are revelation. So when a man enters into the revelation of a matter according to the kingdom, what happened is that the guardianship will be open unto you. Even the scripture, every text in the scripture has a guardianship. And what unlocks it is the secret, the codes of revelation. When that revelation hits your heart, suddenly the thing that is locked up to 1,000 men will be opened up to you. You are not special. You just entered into the economy of revelation.
these are the keys of the kingdom when men enter by revelation. So if you don't know this, then we read a lot of scripture and we have little realities inside of you. But when a man has much revelation, that means he has keys. So he can come in a matter and look at it. When everybody is trying, it's not working. It means that they don't have the revelation yet. Huh? Are you with me? When you try something that is written in the scripture, and the ear didn't open, that means you don't have the revelation. You don't have the key. There is a guardian that is standing at the door and he has not given you the key yet. What do? You press. There is guidanceship to this. That same thing opens to another person. That means, are you with me? There is a key. Just that you have not found it. Huh? But you have read it in the Bible now. You have even taught it. Not be so. You don't have the key. There is still guidanceship. Cherubims and flaming swords, they are before the place of access to the secrets that bring forth the functions and manifestations that we seek. And until we collect the keys of revelation from God, the guidanceship will continue to stand on our path to access. Huh? God doesn't hide it from us. He hides it for us. So that unbelievers and naysayers cannot just stumble on the things of God. They have to come with humility and then realize that there is no other way for them to function in life except to take reference and recourse to the Almighty One, the One that sits in the circles of the earth. And they bow and kiss His feet. When they kiss His feet, then the King will bless them. The blessings of God is that revelation. When you appear and talk to the things that used to be hard before you, they will begin to bow because you have kissed the King and He has blessed you. And His blessing opens doors. The same thing that is standing before you before, it will open. It will open. Many of them will open. Huh? So after me, keys unlocks the gates of secrets. So after me, it is not secret because it is hidden. It is secret because it is guarded. It is a little. It is not secret because it is hidden. After all of us are reading the Bible, the Muslims read the Bible, everybody read the Bible. In fact, the Bible is the most popular book in the whole world. Is it not true? Both atheists, in their attempt to discredit God, they themselves are reading the Bible so that they will have reasons to discredit God. So everybody is reading the Bible. And you are staying on their level. The same way they are reading the Bible, that's where you are reading. Oh boy, I don't read Matthew. Oh boy, I don't read Romans. Oh. That's the same way they read. They came out the same way you came out. Say after me, God forbid. You are not serious. Say after me, God forbid. Imagine. You carry Christ, you are a believer, you have the Holy Ghost, you are having the result of unbelievers. Something is wrong. Put your hands on your head. Jesus, take me beyond this point. Take me beyond this. You are not praying. Take me beyond this point. Please, take me beyond this point. Don't want to be having the same experience and result with people that don't carry the Holy Ghost. My word is waiting. In Jesus' name. Luke chapter 16. And he said unto them, reduce a little, so that I will be able to teach one or two things. Our time is fast spent. But I know I gave birth this evening. I don't know about you. Where is your child? You know, part of the reason why people don't make much progress in God is that they don't know how to steward realities. I think some of you might have to go back and listen to that our message. Stewardship of realities. People don't know how to. Do you know how many things you are giving birth to, Choma? You don't know now. Many of them, you give birth and leave them on the street. to the elements of the world and the earth. You have not seen it that serious. That's why many people don't take serious the things that happen. Huh? It is exactly the same thing, if not more. Like a woman gave birth now and left the newborn baby, left him there in rainy season. Rain will beat the child in the night, sun in the day, and Hamatan. Then all kinds of animals will be passing around. I want to ask you, will that child survive? See, that means people give birth, but they don't know how to steward the realities that they have given birth to. And many times they lose it. Somebody asked me, can you lose? I said, yes, you can lose it. And some are pregnant with realities, and because they don't understand what they are pregnant with, they are bought it. They are bought. Many people are bought. And I need to tell you that what it takes to abort most times is not big. It's not big. Sometimes all it takes to abort is for you to argue with somebody, and then you have bought the pregnancy that you are supposed to give birth to. By the time you come out, what you will give birth to is air. So you have to be very careful and discerning, so that you know when you are pregnant and the things not to do. Another time it might be that you are not supposed to eat. Another time it can even be that you are supposed to eat. But the way I'm looking at you, if I say this now, you will come in the night and say, I said you should fast. That's not what I said. Sometimes it might mean that you should talk less. Realities, how to steward realities. Sometimes it might mean that you will have to devour the Bible. It might mean that how to steward that reality is to gain all available knowledge on the matter. Let me give you an example. When I received the Holy Spirit baptism, the reason why I became, I'm yet to see a man that is adept in managing, in manifesting spiritual things that did not take time to steward them. Let me give you an example of probably what you have stewarded, so you know what you did to steward it that made it become like that. You know, a time reached and you can minister Holy Ghost baptism anytime, any day. Is it not true? There must be 5 things you used to do. At least I know you used to watch people that minister Holy Ghost baptism, that move in the ministry of the Spirit. You see, so the way to shepherd the reality of ministering Holy Ghost baptism is to follow people that has gone ahead of you, that function in that thing with ease more than you. Somebody like Benny Hinn will say, fill them with the Holy Ghost, touch, and 100 people will receive at the same time. Meanwhile, you are struggling to get one person filled with the Holy Ghost. Fill him, Holy Ghost, fill him. And the person is saying, shut up. He'll be saying, blah, blah, blah. Blah, 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 blah. Even you say, you are afraid of this kind of tongues. But I've seen people like this. I said, do you want to speak in tongues? I said, well, yeah, begin to speak. The thing took them, bam, tumbled them, and they began to. If there are 20 people you want to minister Holy Ghost baptism to, and the first person did like this, bam, and it will strike the faith of the rest of the people. It will skyrocket. Before you know it, how many of you? Half of the people will start speaking without you doing anything. Is this one that me and you went to YMR and you are struggling with one person? You don't know I was watching you from the pulpit. I was doing like man of God and he's struggling with one person. I saw the picture the other day. You are doing like this to the ear. Can you speak now? Can you be asking somebody, can you speak now? When he starts speaking, you will know, my friend. Sometimes another thing you need to do beyond following people that has gone ahead of you in that is to find all relevant knowledge. When I got the Holy Ghost baptism, I read every single book on Holy Spirit baptism that I can lay hands on. It was not much those days, but it was up to 6 or 7. Anytime I see Holy Spirit on any book, I will go and take it. But you, God has been telling you, I've bettered the ministry of the, and you are just doing something. You probably continue fasting in your own mind. Are you with me? Fasting answers to everything. Fasting can help to give birth, but it can't steward the reality. There are other things to do. Huh? You need to know more about that. No much. It is in my studies that I found out how many ways to transmit the Holy Spirit and what affects the transmission. That sometimes the faith of the person affects it. Huh? The belief of the person affects it too. There are people that they have been taught that tongues you are speaking is demon. So they will not speak, not because something is not happening to them, but because they have told them it's a demon and they don't want to get a demon. Are you with me? So you have to cast down that stronghold first.